I work with you with all my heart. I love every one of you unequivocally and conditionally. We live in a world of divine madness, a world which is a cosmic joke. If you objectively look at this world, you'll see what I mean. Without getting involved, take a look at the world. There are cataclysms, wars, man and humanity to man, and there are good things also. I call this world divine madness because it seems to be going wrong somehow, and everything is in its right place. There are no mistakes. What seems to be wrong with this world is a cosmic joke. There's nothing really wrong with the world. It's what you're thinking. It's your mind that is wrong with the world. It's the mind which creates all of these things. And the only relief you can get from this world is not to react to it. In other words, if you want to transcend the world, you must never react to anything that you see, hear, touch, smell, feel. Leave everything alone. Leave people alone, leave things alone. Just watch, observe, but do nothing. And you will find day by day becoming happier and happier. Yes. The more you leave this world alone, the happier you'll become. In other words, you're not getting involved in this world. You will find that your body has found something to do. Anybody will do something which has absolutely nothing to do with you. Keep your mind in your heart, not in the world. Keep your mind in the light within yourself. Let your light shine forth. For the truth of your light, true nature is light. Is when you become involved in this world, the light is in abeyance, and you're in darkness. To be in the light once more is to turn away from the world. I'm not saying you should go live in a camp someplace, a forest, a monastery. I'm saying be what you are, but don't react to the world. Simple. Don't even react to yourself. Never react to your emotions. What is the stuff you see yourself doing? Everything that happens in this world is right. Whatever happens in this world is correct. No matter what it is. This is the way of the world. Your dream. This is what I call divine madness. So it appears that there's madness going on in this world, but when you look at it closely, it's part of the divine plan. For you, for everybody, the whole universe. There are no mistakes. I have no opinions for or against anything. Live in the moment. Live well in the past or the future. Where does the sage come from? Where does the yoni come from? From your mind. You created him or her. How does the sage enlighten the disciple? What is the purpose of a sage being on this earth? A sage is not enlightening anybody. A sage is nothing. If you want to do it, not a sage. In reality, there's no sage and no disciple. You cause a difference. You see the sage, you call him a yani. And you become a disciple. The sage does not see a disciple. The sage always sees himself or herself. Therefore the sage is perfect because the sage sees perfection. The sage sees himself as the whole universe. And sees the perfect, sees the perfect. How does the sage help you see this perfect, this perfection? By being yourself. Look at the sun. The sun is shining on the good, the bad, and the ugly. The sun cleans this wood. The sun doesn't sound going to shine on you particularly. It shines. And you want warmth to go into the sun. If you sit in the sun too long, you get burnt. What does the sun have to do with this? Nothing. The sun is just there. The sun is all pervading omnipresence. And everyone can get a taste of the sun. Of course, you can send the shade and go into the sun. It's your choice. A sage is like the sun. His presence brings light. Awakening. Happiness. Peace. A substitute of being the sage's presence. And you hear the benefits of the sage. What is the purpose of a sage? There is no purpose at all. There's no purpose whatsoever. There's no purpose for this world, this universe. There's no valid reason for anything. It is you who create all the problems by what you think. You have to make yourself peaceful, happy. By living in the world alone and not reacting to things. There is light everywhere. But some of you see the darkness only. There's light everywhere. It makes no difference whether it's night or day. Everywhere you look, there's light. Can you see the light? Or do you see darkness? What do you see? Light of darkness. If you see darkness, because you let yourself be in the dark, mentally. But if you have the true perception, you'll see light wherever you look. Even at night. For whom is night, for whom is day? Only for the ego. This is why I hear people saying when you're transcending the ego. When the ego is being transcended, you hear people saying, I see light. I didn't see light even when I was sleeping. You see reality, your own reality, when you see light. Even there's no darkness. There never was any darkness, there never will be any darkness. There's only the light. Ye are the light of the world. All you have to do is accept it. Make it part of your consciousness. And you'll find freedom. Why we want to find freedom? to become completely free of the confines of our minds. To experience real happiness. To be happy all the time. Not to fear death. Or birth. What's in between. To become totally fearless. Where is there the fear? When you realize that your consciousness, that you're all-pervading goodness, where is there the fear? Fear only comes for one reason. You think you're human, and you're part of the soap opera of the world. That's where fear comes. But if you really know who you are, what would the fear be? There's no fear in God. Consciousness is the reality. Where's the fear? There isn't any fear. What can possibly happen to you? You're not what you think you are. A human being trying to overcome problems and live a good life. This is not what you are at all. This has nothing to do with you whatsoever. You are pure awareness. Think of yourself as pure awareness. Think of yourself as the absolute reality. Think of yourself as consciousness. Think of yourself as all-pervading. It's your everywhere presence, everywhere. There's not a place in the whole universe where you are not. You're present in every atom of the universe. Think of yourself this way and feel the power that you have. Forget everything. Forget your whole past life. Drop it. this is a new beginning for you right now. You're filled with love and peace and harmony. This love is so powerful, you can't help loving everybody. Feeling this love brings peace to you and the world. I'm not trying to understand what I'm telling you. I'm telling you with your mind, with your intellect. Feel it in your heart. Feel what I'm saying in your heart. I tell you that you're not your body or your mind. You've never been your body or your mind. You are an all-pervading Brahman. The ultimate oneness. All you need is nothing within. You are not complete happiness. All your fears are gone. All your hurts are gone. All your karma is gone. All your samskaras are gone. Feel the truth. It's what you've always been. And you'll always be, whether you like it or not. You're in your right place right now, right this moment. And half an hour from now, you'll be in your right place again. A couple of hours from now, you'll still be in your right place. It never changes. You'll always be in your right place. feel the happiness within. Feel this happiness expanding throughout the whole universe. The whole universe is happy. For your universe. Happiness shines forth from you. When everybody comes in, you can feel it. Forgive everyone who needs forgiving. Forgive yourself. You are totally free now. There's no longer any power apart from you that can hurt you. Nothing from the outside can ever hurt you again. You know this now. You feel wonderful and free. You are the Buddha, the Christ, the I Am. Feel it in your heart. Feel the fire in your heart, the light. Feel the burning fire of compassion in your heart. All is well. Peace.